You want me to do what, Jesus? The word has gotten out about Jesus. He not only teaches like no other, but as captured in Luke chapter 4, he also casts out demons, heals people, and sets them free. Who is this man? Pictured in the briefing is the northern shore of the Galilee, where this next story takes place. It is a peaceful stretch of beach on the large freshwater lake that probably looks much the same as in Jesus' day. And now, from Luke chapter 5. One day, as Jesus was preaching on the shore of the Sea of Galilee, great crowds pressed in on him to listen to the word of God. He noticed two empty boats at the water's edge, for the fishermen had left them and were washing their nets. Stepping into one of the boats, Jesus asked Simon, its owner, to push it out into the water. So he sat in the boat and taught the crowds from there. When he had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Now go out where it is deeper and let down your nets to catch some fish." "Master," Simon replied, "we worked hard all last night and didn't catch a thing. But if you say so, I'll let down the nets again." And this time, their nets were so full of fish, they began to tear. A shout for help brought their partners in the other boat, and soon both boats were filled with fish and on the verge of sinking. When Simon Peter realized what had happened, he fell to his knees before Jesus and said, "Oh Lord, please leave me. I'm such a sinful man." For he was awestruck by the number of fish they had caught, as were the others with him. His partners, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, were also amazed. Jesus replied to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you'll be fishing for people." And as soon as they landed, they left everything and followed Jesus. As a child in Sunday school, I remember singing a chorus drawn from these very verses. "I will make you fishers of men, fishers of men," and on it went, "if you follow me." But that is not what is running through my mind as I revisit this miraculous story today. Rather, it is Jesus' instruction to go back out in the lake and let down their nets. That is what has my attention. Why, it was silly. These are professional fishermen who had caught nothing all night. But Jesus tells them, "Go back. Try it again. Try now." While the call to follow Jesus is vital, the mandate to share the gospel with others, being fishers of men, cannot be ignored. First and foremost, we are to obey him. Indeed, what screams off the page of my Bible is this: even when we do not understand the reason why, even when it seems illogical or unnatural, possibly even ludicrous, obeying Jesus Christ is paramount in our lives. George MacDonald was a Scottish poet, preacher, novelist, who boiled all of life's truth into a simple two-step process: realizing who God is, then obeying him. Quote, "True faith, true belief, is not possible where there is not a daily doing of the things he says. They are what make faith take root and spring to life. Obedience is not perfection, but making an effort. What a man believes is the thing he does, not the thing he thinks." Therefore, let's obey what we know to do. Here are a few starters. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Jesus, from Mark 12. And love your neighbor as yourself. How about this? Pursue holiness, 1 Timothy 6, verse 11. I mean, that's countercultural for sure. Holiness? How about be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other? Ephesians 4. And then there's this. Let no trash talk come out of your mouth, only what is helpful. All right, that's my paraphrase for Ephesians 4:29. Okay, got it on these things. But here is another thought. As you and I talk with God in the morning and throughout the day, perhaps we feel the nudge to say or do a certain thing meant to honor God. For instance, this is an inner nudge I get sometimes when I'm standing in a retail store. Ask her if you can pray for her. Really, Lord? She's working. Do you see how long this line is? You want me to ask her now? This happened twice in the last week. The impression, the compulsion to act does not lessen. Right then, I make a choice to obey or override that which has the potential to both love God and love my neighbor. While it was totally illogical for those fishermen to put out their nets again, having caught not a single fish all day, they obeyed. And then the Lord blessed them mightily. Is God tugging at your heart or mind about something? Obedience not only honors God, it makes you his friend. Look up John chapter 15, verse 14. It's Jesus speaking about being his friend. I want to be the friend of Jesus. You? Here's a short, powerful, familiar song about obeying.
When we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. And while we do his goodwill, he abides with us still. And for all who will trust and obey, so trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. Let's do that again. So trust and obey, for there's no happy in Jesus than to trust.